Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. Be Your Potential. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Be Your Potential, available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle. And if you like Joseph's work, be sure to write a review on Amazon so together we can transform the world.
Hi there, welcome back to the podcast, myself, Joseph Clough. I hope you're doing absolutely brilliant today and that you're in a place of beingness and happiness and really living your life. Now, if you're not, well, you're in the right place because I'm here to help you in the best way that I can. And if you want to stay connected with me, go ahead and visit my website, which is josephclough.com, as well as my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/josephsfanpage, as well as twitter.com/josephclough. Now, today in this podcast, I want to really go into how I began to let go of the anxiety that I faced when I was younger. Now, you can replace anxiety with fear or of self-doubt or not feeling good enough, all those type of things, and I really think you're going to be able to find a good bit of knowledge here. There's not the longest of podcasts I've done, usually around 20 minutes to even an hour sometimes, but I think you're going to find this equally as valuable. So this podcast is really about facing my own personal fears, facing what I feared the most. You see, once I had lots of experiences with anxiety. I think you could pretty much put me down as a professional or a full-timer when it came to experiencing anxiety. And quite naturally, I just didn't like it. And I would do anything to get away from it. But whatever I did, it kept on rearing its ugly head in my life. No matter what I tried to do, no matter how hard I tried to escape it or run away from it, or even try to replace it with other thoughts, it just caused me to feel conflicted. And I tell you why as well. The more I tried to build these barriers of protection from it, the more I became separate from it. But when it did come, it came back thicker and faster, harder, and it just allowed the anxiety to grow way beyond any reasonable feeling of anxiety. So all these barriers I was putting up as protection, trying to escape from it, it just kept on coming back. I felt so separate from it. So on the one hand, I lived this life of escaping this feeling, developing mindsets or building barriers. And on the other hand, I was, you could say, the anxiety remained bubbling and building up, ready to consume me when I least wanted it. Have you ever had that experience when you've been really trying to not feel anxious or not to feel a certain way or not to blush, and then it suddenly just happens exactly when you don't want to? Well, that's what I experienced. You see, as it began to remain there and it was bubbling beneath the surface, building up, it was like it was always there. But the outside confidence of me, these alternative behaviors I was trying to generate, was built upon this anxious ground. The foundation was there. So one day I began to really ponder that this isn't the best way to live. There must be a way of changing my life or changing my results and being free of this anxiety, because I was quite sick and tired of trying to escape it. Maybe there was something deeper for me to learn here. And here's what I got. I battled this anxiety. I built walls against this anxiety. But what was this anxiety? Well, really, it was me. And I know that sounds weird, it's a very much a weird idea, but I was battling and conflicting with myself. I was hating it and therefore hating my own behavior. So if it was me, and I was building these divides between me and my behavior of anxiety, which was also me, would I ever get the solution by masking or developing this escapist alternative behavior? Would I ever be able to let go of this anxiety if I kept on running away from it? Well, quite frankly, no. Maybe in the short term, I experienced those brief moments of escaping into my comfort zone, but we all know long term, that's not happiness. And also we know, whatever we resist grows stronger. So I decided, for a moment, to face it. To become the anxiety. To put my full attention onto it. To allow it to move or grow, but to stay with it no matter what. It was daunting. It was scary. And it was doing about everything I tried to not experience. So this whole idea, this whole notion of really experiencing this anxiety was very anxious. Anxious about itself. I was anxious about feeling anxious. Because for so long, I was trying to escape it. I tried for so many years to not go there. And then this thought came to me, what would happen if I did? And now I intended to face it. So I put my full attention there. I put my attention and intention on the anxiety. I went where it went. I became aware of how it moved, how it vibrated, how it felt in my body, how it looked in my mind, the colors, the sounds, the movements, everything about it. But I became it. I sat inside that feeling. Minutes went by. It wasn't pleasant, but it was also a curious moment of understanding. Understanding its form within me. Knowing that I was actually it. But somehow, some way, I was producing this. I began to consider learning from it. By asking, what do I need to learn? But it will allow me to be safer and happier. I remained within it. I became it. I learned more and more, and then something curious happened. I felt an integration happening. The realization that I was it, but it wasn't safe for me, and there were other ways. I felt this subtle shift begin to happen, for the barriers were beginning to break, the separateness became wholeness. I felt the feeling of becoming one, and the anxiety began to disappear, and a deep sense of peace occurred within me, and it grew around me, even beyond me. You see, my greatest fear was one that I had to battle it and never ever surrender to it. But when I let go, I became it, studied it, learned it, became one with it. The anxiety disappeared. Did it ever come back? Sure. But as soon as I put my attention onto it, it would go. And I'd become one once again in that sense of peace. And in no time, it would go quicker and faster. And the spaces between experiencing that anxiety became further and further apart as time went on. So I say, become one with yourself. No longer feed the anxiety by escaping it, building up barriers against it. Put your attention onto it, understand it, learn from it, ask, what do I need to learn from this will allow me to be free of it and be healthier and happier? To develop that connection with yourself and your body that allows you to be in alignment on a conscious and unconscious level. That is the path to being at peace. And as we all know, putting our attention onto that and allowing it to go into peace is the way that we get there. So there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be anxious about. Because all within you is the solution. The anxiety was there, but as I put my attention onto it, it disappeared. And then beneath that was the core foundation of peace. So that is what I learned by facing my own personal anxiety. Once again, for more information about me, go ahead and visit my website, josephclough.com, and facebook.com/josephsfanpage, and twitter.com/josephclough. I really look forward to speaking to you soon.
Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Sandy C. Newbigging, author of Heal the Hidden Cause, says, Joseph Clough's Be Your Potential book helps you to do exactly that. It offers powerful insights and exercises for bridging the gap between where you are now and being your potential to make things even better. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future and is available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle.